Triple M, Mid-North Coast. Good morning, everybody. It's Johnny Fabrecki and the Hooks there and the horror movie. Good morning, everybody. It's 5:09. A little cloudy today with a high chance of showers and up to about 19 degrees. Between nothing and 14 mils has fallen overnight. The top registration is in Port Macquarie, and there's nothing anywhere else. Looking at the radar, south of Port towards Taree, looks like they're getting some also around Smoky Cape at the moment. And just north of Coffs and just off the coast from Al from Mulloway's house, looks like it might be a little bit of shower activity, we'll see. Hope you had a good weekend. I certainly did. I had the annual surf club footy trip to the footy in Sydney. Only one game, of course, from the Melbourne game on Friday night. The poor old Cronulla supporters, they were busted, weren't they, Cronulla? They had too many injuries, and Melbourne, again, all the 50-50 calls went for them in the first little bit of the match. They tried very, very hard, but just Melbourne, as usual, strangling you like a python and then scoring some points towards the end there. And the Roosters game, I was there on Saturday. I wasn't super confident. Every match has been so close during the final series. How could you be? But, again, it was a great game to be at. The last game at Allianz Stadium, a record crowd of around 44,000, nearly 45,000. And it was a win to the Chooks. I was very nervous in that last little bit there, but anyway, they got the bickies. The injury to Cooper Cronk, if you've ever had a rotator cuff, it takes months to get over. So I wonder what they're going to do. Will he play with a needle? Won't he play? Who's going to fill in? Will Billy Slater get suspended? A lot of people saying he shouldn't because it's such a big game, but to the letter of the law, lots of people have been suspended this year for the shoulder charge. So there's still a lot of drama to come in the NRL. And what about the Richmond Tigers in the AFL? Wow. The big game, Collingwood and West Coast on Saturday for their flag, as they call it in the AFL. And Sunday, it is the Roosters versus Melbourne. Interesting. Wow, what a week and what a conclusion to our winter sports. Cricket starting. I know New South Wales had a one day at the weekend nationally, and yeah, the seasons are definitely changing. Today, great to see a little bit of rain. Temperatures low till about Thursday when it gets to about 27. Major news stories of the day today, and Scott Morrison has extended his lead over Bill Shorten as preferred Prime Minister as the Coalition's primary vote is lifted, but they'd still get flogged if there was an election on today as far as two-party preferred goes. Pardoned filmmaker James Ricketson back from Cambodia in Australia. That was an amazing story. That poor bloke, he is so lucky to be here. And construction on Sydney's second airport at Badgerys Creek will begin today in an historic move to ease pressure on Kingsford Smith and create a new economic powerhouse in Western Sydney. The only thing is, if you've ever lived around that area, as I have when I was little, it is the foggiest place in the Sydney Basin. Now, I'm a common idiot, I know, but I reckon they'll be lucky to get a plane in there through winter time. But anyway, we'll wait and see. There's a lot more intelligent people have made the decision than me, than myself, to put it there. But I know the area as Fogsville, literally. Anyway, we'll wait and see. Locally, Fairfax is reporting the latest in the pins in the fruit crisis has spread to the Hastings, with a local real estate agency posting a photo of a needle in a mandarine. And amid community talk about tunnels versus cuttings, the Coffs Harbour Pacific Highway concept design plans will be publicly released today for the bypass, okay? In sport, as I mentioned, NRL Grand Final, Storm versus Roosters. The time, I mean, again, it's the tail wagging the dog. The television wants it late, but the compromise has been 7:20 will be the kickoff on Sunday. And Brad Fittler calls for the NRL to ban Billy Slater from the grand final on the shoulder charge. Locally, in racing, favourite Sippin' It, written by Andrew Gibbons, took out the $27,000 Barrowville Cup on Saturday. Andrew rode a double in that meeting, and Ben Looker rode a treble. Yeah, interesting. On the show today, plenty happening, including Trackside with Triple M. Who will it be that heads to Bathurst with their bestie for the super cheap Bathurst Auto 1000? We're going to give you a very simple a phrase today. You'll have to repeat it as many times as you can in 10 seconds to make the final to win this marvellous prize. Now, the final is a classic. We are talking supercars. You'll go to a slot car track and have to race another four contestants to win the tickets. It's going to be a lot of fun. Christy in to have be our official timekeeper later on in the morning, and the big final coming up on Friday. Also coming up today, of course, Golden Grand Final ticket. Only Triple M Club members can win. We'll talk travel with John Joyce. He's got some Cruise Co deals for the farewell cruise of P&O's Pacific Jewel. Now, it departs Melbourne in February next year. John will talk more about that later. The $1,000 birthday wheel, and if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of, sadly, deceased surfing great, the legend that is Michael Peterson. You're also sharing it with Jim Henson, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and the Ayatollah Khomeini. What a birthday today. Jeez. Also, Christy in with What's On, the Mid-North Coast Today for Holiday Coast Credit Union, and Marianne with the Bold and the Beautiful update. 132710, our number. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get as far as the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid-North Coast, where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. It is 5:15. We
love
our city.
Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good spot.
Love it.
Love the music you play.
I can always have a good laugh on my way to work.
How green was my cactus for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe? Planning your spring garden? They have everything you need in stock now.
Liberal Party saviour Scott Rabbiton had summoned his disciples to their meeting room in Parliament Grass.
Quiet, quiet, settle down. All right, I'll call down the wrath of God. Now, stop bullying each other and hark under me, fellas.
And girls, darling.
What? Jewellery Bishop? Oh, right, yeah. Girls too. Even the Bible has girls. In fact, recruiting more women into the party is the very subject of my sermon today.
Why more women? We can get our shirts ironed at home.
No, I'll have none of your misogyny, Tony Abbs. Anointing more women unto the government might fix our standing in the opinion polls because the multitude seem to like women for some reason.
What? What? But more women in politics is a Labour Party idea.
Yes, Michaela Crass, but...
The Labour Party is full of girly men. Poo, yuck.
I know, Matthias Cormann-Ecker, but I have a plan to bring a couple more female lambs into our cabinet flock without actually having any more females in cabinet.
What are you talking about? What?
Where's my Defence Minister, Prissy Pine?
Here I am, dear.
And Health Minister, Greg Runt?
Yes, boss.
Now, both of you, put these frocks on.
But, Chris, never.
Oh, me either, dear. I didn't bring me fishnets.
Wearing dresses won't convince the voters they're women, darling.
Yes, I know that. I'm not a fool. But once they have the operation, they'll fit the bill.
What?
Come again, dear.
You'll be non-core women. Christina Pine and Gregina Hunt.
ScoMo, darling.
Yes, love.
Do you think you're becoming a little bit sort of... desperate.
No. Abide by me. It will work. Here, fellas, pad your bras with a few of Malcolm Turnbull's old policies.
Oh, yes. That's more becoming.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
You're an idiot, ScoMo. I should be the PM because I have a better answer to this problem.
Like what, Tony, darling?
To get more women into Parliament, we simply have to wait for New Year and put a sale sign out the front.
How green was my cactus for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe? Planning your spring garden? They have everything you need in stock now.
Strawny Leagues, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
Gee, I love doing gossip. How about this? I couldn't make it up. Former drummer for Beyonce has accused the star of witchcraft, phone tapping and kitten murder. Pink was knocking back VBs during her Aussie tour, so the makers have rewarded her with a custom slab of stubbies. And from the block last night, the judges were horrified by Sarah and Hayden's room reveal.
Dirty?
Yes, it is. Who's got a mop?
There is no excuse for not cleaning your spaces in time for delivery.
Can I just stop you there? Sorry, Scotty.
Yes.
We did run out of time and it was mopped, and because we were running in and out of rooms, that's what happened eventually. Anyway.
Yes, of course you ran out of time.
Yeah.
That's why it wasn't mopped.
Triple M's fishing best bet.
Here he is, the one and only Bluey Waters. Good morning, Bluey.
Good morning, Stroy.
Well, what a grey start to the day, but it doesn't matter. I'm just looking at your rainfall registration. Finally, you've got some rain and it might stir the fish up.
It might. It's been fantastic to wake up to that pitter-patter on the tin roof, I tell you. I've really enjoyed it this morning, yes.
Okay, what about the weekend, Bluey? Did you get blown away or were you okay?
Wasn't too bad. We had a few times here that sort of southeasterly sort of popped up, but it died off again. It was quite reasonable. Our windows of opportunity for fishing were quite good. Deep sea boys got out a couple of times. They got up some nice snapper and some pearl perch and kingfish. Around the rocks, we saw a couple of jewfish come in. Beaches are still very slow. They're very flat at the present moment. There's not much gutters there or anything like that. But back in the estuary, brim, blackfish, and also some nice flathead. So wasn't bad. But this rain will definitely improve it.
All right. Now, you've got a strong southerly wind again today, Bluey. Top of the tide at 8 and the lower 0.3 at 2. Where do you think we're going to go if we're heading out for fish today?
Yeah, definitely take full cover of this cloud. We're out to the estuary. We're going to take a few prawns with us and we're going to try for a brim or a blackfish in the estuary.
Okay. Any club news from the weekend?
No, I haven't at the present moment. We know that it's a lot of United Services fishing trouble around the weekend and also the Port Macquarie blue water. So hopefully during the course of the day, we'll get their results.
Okie dokie, good stuff. So the fishermen will be really rejoicing seeing this rain. And we want it for the fishing, but let's hope it goes over the mountain range, Bluey, for our friends, our farmers over there, and they get some of this really good soaking rain. Let's hope it's here for a couple of days. By Thursday, though, it will warm up, Bluey, up to about 27 degrees. And as we head towards the long weekend, which I know that you are very much looking forward to, for people to get out and enjoy their fishing and their time on the waterways of the mid-north coast. So let's hope it really performs, Bluey. And what about the weekend as far as the footy goes, both the AFL and the NRL? Some unbelievable games, but I suppose the biggest upset would have been Richmond. Did you see that coming? Yeah.
No, I did not see that coming, and today is a big job for me because I've got to go and find my Collingwood jumper because I've dusted off.
Oh, you're not, are you? No. You're not a Collingwood supporter, are you?
Magpie.
Oh, yeah, okay. You're going to claim that one, are you?
No, I've always been that. That's how I come to be the Western Suburbs.
Okay, well, there you go.
New South Wales.
Well, there you go. So is that true? Okie dokie.
Yeah.
The old Collie. Now, you won't have the Collie wobbles, Bluey. What was that story all about? No.
Oh, that was when we did a couple of finals in the 60s and we didn't do very good. When the pressure was on, we folded.
Oh, okay. Well, Saturday and Sunday, it looks like over the long weekend, possible shower, 90% chance of between 5 and 20 mils both days, Bluey. But Friday looks like it'll be nice and sunny, though. So, well, that's good. You're a Magpie supporter. And West Coast, again, what about poor old Melbourne? Never kicked a goal in the first half.
Yeah, I know. Very disappointing. They'll be shattered coming back on that plane. It would have been a long drive home, wouldn't it?
And what do you think of the NRL? A little bit predictable, Bluey?
I think the two teams that had the week off was full advantage. Yeah, really was. Yeah, the other two teams, they battled on well, but you could see they were tied in certain times of the game, sort of thing. But, two fantastic games, two good results, and looking forward to the grand final.
For sure, Bluey. Now, Kronk, you reckon he'll play?
Yes.
And Billy Slater to be rubbed out or get off?
No, I don't think it's a shoulder charge. No way in the world. I know what a shoulder charge is like because I used to do a few of them in my time, but and that's no shoulder charge. I give it a drop. That's more of a body charge. Like, what else was he going to do? What, let him score the try?
We'll see, yeah.
I'm very firm on this one.
Okie dokie, fair enough. Well, it's going to be a great game. I've got to say, as you know, and we told the listeners that was my weekend away with my surf club mates and my son, and we had a great weekend. I've got to say, I don't like the footy team Manly very much, but, gee, it's a nice spot, Bluey, isn't it?
It is a lovely spot there. Yeah. Isn't it?
That wharf bar there, I mean, it used to be a dive, Bluey, the old wooden structure with a couple of old blokes having a sherry before they got on the ferry. And now there's restaurants everywhere, the view is amazing, and, it is an absolutely beautiful spot. And I've got to say, for the fishos there, we normally swim in that southern corner, you know, right near the surf club, Bluey.
Yeah.
And you walk out, and even in the first, it's only like a foot to a foot and a half deep, and there must have been 30 brim around us.
Yeah, right.
You know, the days of the old ocean outfall, etc.
Yeah,
haven't they
right.
cleaned it up? It's absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Right there in that corner.
Yeah, very nice. And, yeah, the game was great to see the football stadium sent out with the biggest ever crowd in the history of the stadium. So nearly 45,000. It was a great atmosphere there on Saturday night. And I've got to say, one of my, I won't name the bloke, but he made a fatal mistake, Bluey. You're going to love this. Obviously, there's a big queue up for everything, you know, whether you're buying food or trying to get a drink. And the drink line to get a beverage was very long, Bluey, and sort of would have been a 10, maybe 10, 15 minute wait. And there was another place just right next to it selling, you know, the wild yak. The wild yak had a little stall there, and there's no one there. So this person that was in our touring party thinks, oh, I'll give that big long line a miss and go to the wild yak, okay? The fat yak or the wild yak, right?
Yep.
He has. He orders three beverages, and the bloke says that'll be $33. Thank you.
Oh.
He only went there once, I can tell you.
That's why there wasn't a queue up at the wild yak.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So I do like it. We're not casting nasturtions on the wild yak, but I tell you what, there weren't many people at the store when they found out it was $11 each for a little plastic cup, Louie.
Oh, no. Oh, it wasn't a stubby.
No.
Oh,
no.
It was not.
No.
That makes it even worse.
Oh, yeah, I tell you what. He came back and he said, you blokes better enjoy this. Anyway, to the fishos today, we're glad to see the rain and you're heading out to the estuary.
Yeah, out the estuary, take a few prawns, try for a brim or a blackfish in the estuary.
All right, thank you, Bluey. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Cheers.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
Showers easing and a top of 19 on the Mid-North Coast today. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. The Port Macquarie-Hastings community gearing up for another big month ahead following the official launch of the region's bicentenary celebrations. The milestone creating quite a buzz already in the community, looking forward to marking 200 years since John Oxley and his team of 15 explorers surveyed the region for early European settlement. Group manager of Community Place, Lucilla Marshall, says the focus has now turned to planning for the main event come October 28.
The next step here is to continue with our planning with both our community groups that are delivering some great events across the region, but also for our own event, which is 200 Together, which will be held on the 28th of October. So we're deep in the planning of that.
Labor's candidate for the seat of Cowper, Andrew Woodward, has fired his latest shot at the Nationals for failing to have found their own candidate ahead of the 2019 election. Nominations to run for the party locally closed on Friday. They've held the seat for 97 of the past 99 years. Current MP Luke Hartsuka announced his retirement on August 8. Mr Woodward has criticised the lack of succession planning and management for the government's predicament. A plea is being made from local environment groups with a number of birds currently out swooping. Plovers, magpies and mudlarks are all on the list of birds to keep an eye out for. Those who are attacked urge to protect their eyes and head and move quickly through the area. Forest and Wildlife Officer Patrick Vincenzini says as we continue through spring, this type of behaviour is not out of the norm.
The weather is starting to warm up and we want people to be aware that this is the normal time of year that birds start breeding and that no one likes getting swooped by a territorial bird, but this is just their normal bird behaviour.
And the Super IGA Plus Liquor New South Wales Retailer of the Year has gone to the Hastings Co-op's Warhope store, beating out 120 others around the state. Southwest Rock Surf Lifesaving Club has had a big weekend, hosting Sydney-based club Queenscliff in an elite surf coaching clinic. It commenced on Friday and ran across the weekend, with all those nine up having been able to participate. There was also a Nipper sign-up day on the Sunday from those 5 years of age and older, inviting youngsters to learn about surf while gaining confidence in the water through a variety of beach-related events. The next Southwest Rock session will be on Thursday from 4:30 p.m. And that's the latest news and sport.
Triple M Beach and Surf Conditions with Hutto.
Powered by Kempsey Camping World, Complete Angler and Kempsey Firearms.
now under one roof at 44 Smith Street, Kempsey.
Good morning. We have a strong south to southeasterly wind blowing, so that means those southern corners do have the cleanest and the best conditions for a surf, and there's a few nice little waves around. That swell has picked up since the weekend. Wave size on the southern corners, looking around that 3 foot mark with the occasional bigger set. We do have a southerly swell, so most of the swell action is happening on the open beaches, but the open beaches are really messy due to that strength of that wind. We do have a high tide around 8 o'clock this morning, low tide is around 2 o'clock this afternoon, and the water temperature is around 17 to 18 degrees.
What the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and V at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Direct from Singapore, we say a very good morning to the great man, Lee Jollo, who's back with us. How are you, Lee?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you?
Good. Oh, that mic isn't working. Try that now.
How's it working?
No, no. Can you go over to that one? I don't know what you've done to that one. We'll go over to this one. You got to love this place.
How's that?
That's a lot better. I'll give you a chance to move all your gear over there. Jamie can have a look at that when he gets in today.
That's awkward, isn't it?
Yeah. I tell you what. Wait till
time to return.
Wait till Mr. Producer gets in. Do you know our roof has been our bane of our existence because of its leaks? And we all thought, before you went away, remember everybody was here working?
Yeah.
What's in your bucket this morning?
Bit of water.
Couple of litres of water.
Oh, geez, I don't know how that's happened. Oh, what a surprise.
Straight down the side of the window into Lee's bucket. There you go.
Unbelievable.
Righto, you can put that in the pot plants anyway. What are the papers saying today, great man?
Yeah, mate, so on the front page of the Daily Telegraph today, the headline is Lost and Fiend, more than 200 sexual predators missing without trace across New South Wales. More than 200 registered child sex offenders are on the loose in New South Wales with police having no idea where they are. Many of the convicted predators have given authorities fake addresses, while others have simply moved house and not informed police of their new whereabouts. As well as that, desperate Gladys in bid to end war. Premier Gladys Berejiklian has taken charge of high-level crisis talks between factional power brokers in the New South Wales Liberal Party in a bid to thrash out a solution to the civil war in her cabinet. And in the Sydney Morning Herald, the headline there today, Sydney backs curb on migrants. Almost two-thirds of people believe migration to Sydney should be restricted and new arrivals sent to the regions. Exclusive polling reveals as the Premier says she wants better, not bigger New South Wales. Free Billy is another one in there. It will be an injustice if Storm fullback Billy Slater isn't cleared to play by the NRL judiciary. It's not a shoulder charge, it's a shoulder collision, writes Andrew Webster. And war crimes inquiry, new threat sent to soldiers. A second threatening letter has been sent to the Perth headquarters of the Special Air Service Regiment, warning against helping the inquiry into allegations of misconduct and war crimes by Australian soldiers in Afghanistan.
Good on you, Lee. Thank you for that. Locally, plenty going on while you've been away. What's your lead today?
Yes, so I'm starting back up with a bit of news from Labor. They're accusing the government of actually not actually representing the Nationals properly in the electorate of Cowper. Current standing MP Luke Hartsuka is, of course, announcing his retirement recently, and Labor's candidate for Cowper, Andrew Woodward, he's been quick to criticise, accusing the party of taking the seat for granted and not locking down a replacement for the outgoing MP. Of course, initially the closure for nominations closed on Friday. So we're now, I suppose, waiting for the replacement for Luke
Hartsuka to be
confirmed. So
good on you, Lee.
Coming out in the wash, I suppose, yeah.
Thank you for that, mate. Now, obviously, we spoke to you before you went away. You went to the F1 in Singapore, and we did have a bit of a giggle, like, Lee's gone all that way. Daniel Ricciardo leads for one lap.
It's better than none. I'll take
but
that.
The experience itself, I mean, we were doing the Super Cheap Auto competition this week, winner announced Friday to Australia's greatest race. The experience, worth it?
Yeah, it was very good. It was really cool. Beautiful city, Singapore. It was very different because it was a night race, and I've been to the Melbourne Formula One as well, so it was good to compare. But I have to say, it doesn't beat Mount Panorama.
Okay, well, there you go. Now, the other thing, I was worried in a night race, did anyone get in trouble for leaving their high beams on?
Good one.
All right, Lee.
If Formula One's had high beams, I'm sure they'd use it. Just put a few drivers off, and who knows what would happen.
But, all right, and your best meal you had while you were away? Did you try the Singapore chili mud crab?
Oh, no. To be honest, I'm not a massive crab man. I didn't give it a go, but I did try a few Singapore slings. Yeah.
Singapore slings. Yeah.
Got amongst the noodles as well.
Okay.
Yeah, good times.
Well, the man who's left a footprint in raffles, the great man Lee Jollo, coming up with the Triple M local news in about 3 minutes' time from now. Good on you, Lee. Good to have you back, and good luck with your leak back there. Okay, now what you've got to do is call us on 132710. Christy, our official timekeeper, is in here. And they've got to say a phrase, Christy, haven't they?
Yes, they do. And I'm keeping watch tightly.
Keeping watch, yeah. Now, there was only one. It was 16:15 on Friday for our first lot of contestants.
Yeah, it was tough. I thought I miscounted at first. I'm going, oh my gosh, panic. No. It can get that tight, so make sure that you're clear and concise with your words, because if it does mean that you're a tiebreaker, we're going to judge based on the fact that whoever's the clearest when they speak these phrases.
All right, 13:27:10. We put one listener up against another Triple M listener. The winner goes through to Friday's final, which is a...
Oh, yeah, slot cars. Got to love this one. So if you're old school and love all the remote control little mini supercars, you're going to race them around the track and the fastest across the finish line wins.
All right, 13:27:10. Who wants a crack at Trackside with Triple M? We'll give you a phrase. You've got to say it as many times as you can within 30 seconds to advance 10 seconds to get to the final. Triple M, good morning. Who have we got there? Hello? Hello?
Good morning.
Yeah, who's that?
Wayne.
Hello, Wayne. Where are you calling from, champ?
Port Macquarie.
From Port Macquarie. All right, Wayne. Okie dokie. Christy, what's Wayne's saying? What's he got to say?
He's got to say Peter Brock.
All right, Peter Brock. Now, you ready, Wayne? As many times as you can within 30 seconds. You ready?
Yep.
All right. In 3, 2, 1. Go, Wayne.
Peter Brock.
Okay, there was the buzzer.
18. Well done, Wayne.
18, Wayne. All right, 13:27:10. We need someone to go up against Wayne. 13:27:10. Who wants to play trackside at Triple M? We need someone to go up against Wayne. Now, 18 times is pretty good. We have 15, I think, on Friday, didn't we?
Yeah, 15 and 16. Now, that's the thing. We get to a five-second mark, and you can hear it in their voices. They all have to take a big, deep breath, and then they fumble. And everybody that we've been testing this on, 5 seconds in, they start to panic.
All right, 13:27:10. Who thinks they can beat Wayne? We're at 18, at 18, at 18, at 18, 13:27:10. Triple M, good morning. Who have I got there?
Kelly.
Kel, is it?
Hello, Kelly.
G'day. Gee, you changed your voice, Kel. Holy dooly, that scared me.
Palmed it over to the wife.
All right, Kelly, you ready? Your time starts shortly. You've got to say Peter Brock as many times as you can within 10 seconds in 3, 2, 1, go.
Peter Brock.
Rightio, Christy.
17. Well done, Kelly.
Oh, Kel, you missed out by one. Oh, no. Congratulations.
Wayne, well done.
Going out to Wayne, and Wayne, it's Wayne's World, party time, excellent. Woo! Now, Wayne, how are you on the slot cars, champion?
I haven't played him for 100 years.
Well, you're in the final Friday, Wayne. Hold the line, we'll get your details. More coming up tomorrow.
Trackside with Triple M. Your tickets to motorsport's holy grail. Thanks to the super cheap auto Bathurst 1000, October 4 to 7. Tickets at Ticketek.
The Mid-North Coast, Triple M.
Triple M's Talking Travel with John Joyce for Port Macquarie Travel. Experience their experience.
Ah, yes, and we know the people of the Mid-North Coast love cruising. I know John loves it, and he has got a really special one today. It's a one-off. It's out of the box. G'day, John. How are you going?
Morning,
Johnny. Yeah. Now, bad luck about your sharks, too.
Gee,
you gave it to him in the first 25, but strange enough, all the 50-50 calls went to Melbourne in that time.
Let it go.
Yeah, okay. Righty-o. Look, John, this is fantastic. For people that love cruising, they obviously P&O is synonymous. Tell everybody what this cruise is about, because it's a one-off.
Right, on the 24th of February next year, the Pacific Jewel is doing its final trip, farewell to the Pacific Jewel cruise. So it's going from Melbourne around to Fremantle and up through Asia and ending up in Singapore. And it's a 16-day cruise, but even if you haven't been on it, you can still farewell it, you know.
Goodbye.
Well, it's a great value.
Here,
and there's three options. Option one, don't do because you don't get any time in Singapore.
Okay, fair enough.
Option two, same cruise. You get up there and you get two nights in Singapore plus $100 visa credit to spend.
Yep.
And then when they take you back to the airport, you get 4 hours in their lounge. But it also includes your fare home.
Gee, that's pretty good, isn't it?
You're looking at $2,000 each roughly for that one.
You didn't bring your glasses, did you?
No, it's all right. $2,355. I'm still right.
Yeah.
You can do that per person.
Yeah.
And it's great value because you're getting a 16-day cruise.
Yeah.
You're getting two nights in Singapore and you're getting your flights home international. So, you know, that is cheap. But if you want to go and lay in a resort, Bintan, they've got an add-on where you can go out for three nights
Beautiful.
And just lay in the sun.
Gee, I like that. 16 nights, your transfers, Fastcat to Bintang Island.
Mm-hmm.
3 nights in the spa resort. And you also get the Visa card as well.
And breakfast there over there.
Beautiful.
Great value. Look, if you're thinking of going a cruise or you want to been on the Pacific Jewel before and you want a farewell, this is
fantastic.
A great deal. And
good time of the year too. You finish with Christmas
It's going from Melbourne round the bottom of Australia, so you're going to miss any cyclones that will be coming down that time of the year up north. So it should be a good time of the year.
Busselton, Fremantle, wonderful.
And Fremantle's beautiful. And, of course, Singapore's just Singapore. It's never had it.
He loves it. He loves it. Newsman's just back from there. He went to the F1 Grand Prix. He's a petrol head, young Lee.
Yeah.
Said it was absolutely fantastic. You know, had a great time.
And we'll get better weather than Lighty, though.
Yeah, that's right. How was Lighty in Hong Kong? The wind was that so strong it blew his hair off. Anyway, thank you, John. If you'd like to go, February 24, a really great three options for this one to say farewell to the Pacific Jewel. You can give them a call, 658-31-422. Better still, pop in and say good day to our friends at Port Macquarie Travel. How's it been, Trent?
No, he's coming
beside himself.
He's coming in for the next flight. We're not looking forward to that.
I saw the get up on Friday because there was another airport staff representative in the Rabbitohs gear and they were working with the bags, gently placing the bags and their Rabbitohs and Roosters outfits on.
They love it and we get a lot of fun with the competition out there and...
Good stuff, but
we've got to put up with Trent for a week now.
I know. All right. Okie-dokie, John. Thank you for that. That is really good because that's totally different and it's the last one.
Yeah.
Good
something
stuff.
Something different.
Yep. Thank you, John.
Thanks,
talk man. To them today. Port Travel, William Street in Port Macquarie.
Strawny for breakfast.
Triple M, Mid-North Coast, it's Johnny Fabrecki and the great Rick Springfield there and Jessie's Girl at 8:08. Cloudy showers around the place today. Let's hope it gets over the mountain range to the people that really need it. Talking about how crook the weather is, which is very welcome, Bernie B has been on the phone to tell us the Port City X Services Zone 8 bowls has been washed out today. And also Fathead and Phil, the gnome, are on the way to Kempsey to have a hit today. I think it all looks good on the radar at the moment, Fathead and Phil. So good luck, the leprechaun, and keep him honest. Keep him on. That might be too hard a thing to do, Phil. I don't know. It's 8:09.
Triple M. Birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port home zone.
Here's our man on the highway. G'day, Daryl. How are you, champion?
Not too bad, Strawny. Having a great morning.
Oh, that's good, buddy. And a little bit wet where you are at the moment or not too bad?
No, a little bit. A bit of a drizzle.
Never mind.
Too spectacular.
Let's hope it rains money into your wallet, Daryl. Now, you know how this works. I've simply got to match your birthday with the number on the wheel for you to get the cash. And what number are we looking for you, Daryl?
I was 55 on Friday, so let's go for the 21st.
The 21st. All right, Darryl, okie dokie. Come on, 21. Just goes past. Will it come round? The rotten thing is, isn't it? It's going to land on the number 11, I'm sorry to say. Darryl, can't give you the cash, but I've got your details. And end of the month, which is only days away, Christy does a draw for the Triple M bag, jam-packed full of goodies. Now, I know you live in Coffs. You've got some time off over the long weekend, Darryl?
I have Fridays off, so it's a four-day weekend.
Oh, beautiful. Now, Curry Fest is on. Are you someone who loves it, or you run a mile from it?
Don't mind Curry Fest. I'm more of a chili festival man.
Fair enough. They're both very, very good in the beautiful Woolgoolga area. Thanks, Darryl. Have a good day, champion.
Same to you, Strawny. Have a good one.
Okay, buddy. Sorry I couldn't get the money. Now, other birthdays today, I can tell you on the Mid-North Coast that Margaret Watts is birthdaying today. Good on you, Margaret, from your family and friends. We hope you really enjoy the day today on this day that I know the weather is a little bit crook, but, gee, we need it. We really do. And also birthdaying today, we say a very big happy birthday going out to former Mid-North Coast journo. Now I think he's on the in the Hunter, the great Rod Thompson, also birthdaying today. Get on your rocket. People like Rocket and also Margaret are sharing their birthdays with late great surfing legend Michael Peterson, Jim Henson, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and can you believe it, the Ayatollah Khomeini. There you go, Rocket. I bet you never knew you shared your birthday with him. It's 11 past 8.
We love our city.
Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good spot.
Love it.
Love the music you play.
I can always have a good laugh on my way to work.
What a genius.
He's got the Fango! He's got the premiership!
Gladiator! Triple M's golden grand final ticket.
Only Triple M club members can win. Oh, gee, we're so close to it being announced. Airfares, accommodation, you get chauffeured to ANZ. You're in a boxed area with a five-course meal, unlimited drinks package. Only Triple M club members like Vic can win. Good morning, Vic. How are you?
Morning, Stoney. Go the Chooks.
Oh, yeah, he's a Rooster supporter. Now, Vic, have you seen any of their grand final victories?
No.
Never been to a big one, eh?
No, mate, never been.
Oh, jeez, Vic, how good would this be? Now, who will you be taking with you if your name comes out of the greasy barrel and Captain Al Shield of the Triple M Club rings you later in the week?
I'd have to take the wife, even though she's a Parramatta supporter.
Oh, no, she's had a horrific year. Yeah, your poor wife. What's your wife's name, Vic?
Yes, Sue. At least they won something. They won the wooden spoon.
Oh, so no, don't rub it in. You eventually have to go home, you know, Vic. Don't stir the boss up at the front office. Well, you and the boss might be heading out to go and experience the Golden Grand Final ticket. This is so good, Vic. The airfares, the accommodation, chauffeured to the ground. We know it's a cow of a place to get in and out of. And you've also got these wonderful tickets that see you with a five-course meal, drinks package, and the biggest game of the year with your team, the Roosters, up against the Melbourne Storm. All the very best, Vic. Now, can you give us a rooster crow before you go?
Woo-hoo-hoo! Cock-a-doodle-doo!
Triple M Mid-North Coast and the Golden Grand Final ticket. Only Triple M club members can win. If you're not a member, sign up today, triplem.com.au. It is the great man, Elvis Presley, and I'm caught in a trap, Suspicious Minds. Now, Christy's here for the Mid-North Coast today. I have a mate of mine, when we're playing golf, if someone hits it into the bunker, that's the first thing he does. He goes, we're caught in a trap. And also, he's on holidays in America at the moment, and he's doing a cruise where James Burton, Elvis's guitar player, is going to be on. So,
no way.
Yeah, that's right.
Is he a massive Elvis fan?
He's a massive Elvis. He's got a tattoo of Elvis on his arm.
Oh, geez. Wow.
That's commitment. I reckon he should really go the whole hog. Eldon, if you're going to have a go, get a neck tat with Eldon. With
it's
Elvis
just a
on
face
it.
Tat. Just put it in
no,
there.
No, I wouldn't go that far, but a neck tat.
Did he call any of his sons Elvis?
No,
or the middle name
he
Elvis?
Didn't. No, he didn't.
Well, why has he got Eldon? He should be known
daughter.
As Elvis.
I know.
Change your nickname, Eldon.
He has. All in kind, you'd have to say. But good luck on the cruise, champion. It's about 45 degrees. He's in Dallas at the moment.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay, 14 to 9 after 9, Ray on 131-873, the Ray Hadley Morning Show with John Stanley. Ray's got a week off. John Stanley's a lovely bloke, John, filling in for Ray.
The Mid-North Coast Today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
And Christy, first up, we've got to let everybody know that we had a call earlier on in the morning to tell us that the bowls are off today. And I'm talking about Bernie B. Port City X Services Zone 8 bowls have been washed out today because of the weather.
Well, what hasn't been washed out is the annual Archibald Prize, which continues on show at the Glasshouse. So, yes, that is the perfect wet weather activity. So get along and get a great insight into Australia's foremost portraiture prize. And Strawny, yeah, you're not liking this, but coming up very soon, we've got daylight saving.
Don't say it. I hate daylight saving.
Oh, it means that you can actually get home of an afternoon if you work 9 to 5, and you can actually get jobs done around the house or go for that wonderful walk down the water just because you finish early, unlike the rest of us.
I'm half joking, but it is tough when it's 35 degrees, it's 8 o'clock at night, the sun's streaming through the window. I'm trying to get to sleep.
Oh, complain. Wear a damn mask.
Come on. I'll pull your leg a bit with that. Anyway, it looks like it's going to clear by the afternoon, but we're enjoying the rain. We really do need it. Let's hope it goes over the mountain range, right?
Exactly. And if you have a not-for-profit event, you can let us know at triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us or find out what else is on around the Mid-North Coast.
The bold and the beautiful update. Marion, it's been a tumultuous couple of weeks. What about the cake fight?
Oh, that cake fight was amazing, wasn't it?
Yes.
Oh, no, you missed it. That's right, you were naughty. You missed it.
I know.
That was so good. You could see that coming. But I think the best part of that was when Taylor started the cake fight and then Brooke threw some back and Taylor's first words were, my blow wave. Don't get my blow wave. Like her hair. Typical dingbat. Silly, silly psychiatrist. So, this week, as I said to you, okay, so everything's looking honky-dory and Liam's over at Stephanie's with the baby because they race home because the baby's got a temperature, oh, for God's sake. But anyway, that's okay. It's not, you know, life or death. And next minute, little Hope's at home, all happy and having a nice cup of tea or something, and boom, here come the twinges. And it looks like she's going to lose the baby. But will she?
Oh, okie dokie. There was a twinge, and there you go.
There was a twinge.
And Marion gets one about 4:30 when it comes on.
Oh, yes, I get the twinge.
The twinge that she must watch The Bold and the Beautiful. We haven't seen Liam cry for 3 days. I think the show's going to the pack.
I think I can feel that coming up because, you know, he'll be racing to the hospital thinking he's going to lose his baby, and we don't want that to happen because if she loses the baby, he'll go back playing Happy Families with Stephanie.
Thank you, Marion.
Okay, you have a great week.
Strawny's Brekkie Show for the Port City Bowling Club.
You can do it! You can do it all night long!
It's so easy to fall in love.
Triple M and Strawny for Brekkie for your locally owned club, bringing you October shortly. That is Linda Ronstadt there. And it's so easy to fall in love. Oh, yes, we love that. That's just about it for us on the show today. Thanks for your company. It's been a very interesting morning. Trackside with Triple M. We had some great contestants here today in Kelly and also Wayne. And Wayne picked up the biggies with 18 times he said Peter Brock. Peter Brock, Peter Brock, Peter Brock. It was very good. Very good, Wayne. You're now in the final in the big slot car race on Friday. How exciting is this? Someone's going to win a fantastic once-in-a-lifetime trip to the Super Cheap Auto Bathurst 1000. It is Trackside with Triple M. Also coming up on the show tomorrow, we're going to talk about some great events coming up at the weekend, some really, really interesting ones. If you've got the freeloaders, the family and friends arriving for the weekend, we've got some great suggestions for you about some really cool events that are happening around our area.
You can hold your head high.
Stand by. John Stanley sitting in for Ray as he has a week off this week on Triple M on 131-873. Whatever you're doing, stay safe, and we'll see you tomorrow at 5 a.m.
Of each day.